Welcome to the Running in the Center of the Universe podcast. I'm Ashland Dave, and I'm recording live from my podcast studio in Ashland, Virginia. Thanks for coming along. And this is Ashland Dave, and this is the Running in the Center of the Universe podcast, episode 176. It is the week of April 8th, 2013. Thank you for downloading the show. Thank you for coming along, as always. This week I've got a special, for this episode, I've got a special interview with Steve Buoni. He is participating in the team challenge for Crohn's and colitis. He'll be running a half marathon on June 1st, 2013, the Virginia Wine Country Half Marathon, and he's raising money. But he's got a really interesting story, which you'll learn as the interview plays out. Steve is a team challenge participant, and he is competing in the half marathon to raise awareness about Crohn's disease and ulcerative colitis. He's raising money to improve the lives of individuals who are affected by the debilitating diseases, and he's quite familiar with the pain of Crohn's as he was diagnosed in November of 2012. Now, if you don't know what Crohn's is or ulcerative colitis, they are autoimmune diseases of the digestive tract that affect about 1.4 million Americans. Symptoms vary in each person, but they can be very painful, very often leading to life-altering surgery, and there are no cures for these diseases, and that's why Steve's committed to helping the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation of America change lives and find a cure for the diseases through his fundraising efforts. So that's what this interview is about. I hope you enjoy the show, and I will be back on the other side for some comments. All right, we're here with Steve, and we are in the center of the universe, Ashland, Virginia, at the Caboose Wine and Cheese Shop, officially known by locals as Bart's Coffee. And I'm here with Steve, and we've got a couple cups of coffee here. We're going to talk about Steve's fundraising efforts for in the team challenge. He's participating in the team challenge. He'll be doing the half marathon in June, and I guess he'll be talking about that and some other things related to distance running. So, Steve, glad to have you. Welcome to the show. Good to see you.
Thanks for having
me. Nice to meet you, and glad to finally meet you in person. And appreciate you listening to the podcast, of course, and looking me up and getting the word out about, I guess, Crohn's and ulcerative colitis.
Crohn's and ulcerative colitis.
So tell me a little bit about yourself and how you became interested in distance running.
Well, my name's Stephen Buoni. I'm 27. I actually got into distance running as an activity to lose weight. Around January last year, 2012, I got on a scale and I weighed 296 pounds.
You used to weigh 296 pounds?
Yeah, I did. And,
man, you look good now, man. How much do you weigh now?
About 212.
Wow.
I got on.
Steve's about 6. What about 6'3"?
6'2".
Okay, so that's not a bad weight.
Well, I got on the scale and I said, I'm not going to weigh 300 pounds. To paraphrase, because I'm keeping it clean. There's no gosh darn way. And so, interestingly enough, I found an app on my phone to track my calories. And when I first started, I was so heavy I couldn't run. I tried to run, from my apartment to the grocery store down the way, and my knees hurt so bad after about a quarter mile, I had to stop.
Oh, man, that's sad.
I know, it's rough. So I started out actually on an elliptical.
Okay.
So that was, just the low impact thing. And I got to the point where I put on a movie or something, and I'd crank on that sucker for like an hour. And the weight really started to drop off. And that actually sort of folds into my, my Crohn's story, is because after I started losing weight, I was feeling great, but then I started having these really, I'll say they're unpleasant symptoms. I should tell the listeners, if the word diarrhea upsets you, maybe you want to skip to the next podcast.
So is that essentially what Crohn's is? I mean,
that is the main symptom. I mean, it's bad. It's all the time, and you start seeing blood too, which is scary.
Yeah. Well, that could be dangerous. I guess.
Oh yeah. And again, to the listeners, if you ever see blood in your stool, go talk to a doctor. That's not normal for anyone.
Wow.
I put it off for a while, but then once I saw the red in there, it was like, that's a clear sign.
Right.
And so I went to the doctor, and, I got referred to a gastroenterologist.
Gastroenterologist, wow.
Yeah. GI. GI doc. and, you know, at the ripe old age of 26, I got to have a colonoscopy.
That's for old men.
Well, you know, it's funny. After a month or two of, you know, all the time diarrhea, the prep's not so bad. It doesn't bother you that much. You know, you sleep through it, so it's not that bad. But, you know, it was actually nice to know what was going on.
Was the constant diarrhea as a result of the quick weight gain, or was this a condition that you already had, or is it related to it?
It's,
that's the mystery, maybe.
It's sort of hard to tell, because as you can tell, I didn't lead the most healthy lifestyle, you know, so
overweight and just not really doing much.
Way overweight.
Okay.
Morbidly obese is applied to me. I haven't even thought about it. 6'2", almost 300 pounds, that's got to be a huge BMI. But
that's just a huge person.
Yeah. I did start to lose weight. And, you know, weight loss is a symptom of Crohn's, but my, you know, I've become an expert on weight loss. And my calorie intake and my weight loss are very, you know, corollary. I don't have any issue with nutrition, that I know of. I don't really have any problems, you know, obvious issues with vitamins. You know, my doctor gave me some things to watch out for, you know, if you start to just feel tired all the time, or if, you know, this or that, the other thing starts, then your vitamins might be off. And then I'd have to go in and they'd take blood and figure out what I'm having problems with. But none of those things are showing up. In terms of, you know, everyone's Crohn's or ulcerative colitis is different.
No, those are two different things. They're not interchangeable.
They are both. They both fall under IBD.
Irritable
bowel disease.
This is disease, okay.
And I'm, as you can probably hear, I'm not a doctor.
You got to learn about your condition.
I know. They're both chronic diseases.
Okay.
Meaning, you know, there's no cure. You've got them for life. They affect different parts of the bowel. And everyone's is different. Mine is manageable to the point where I can take my medication and I'm okay. You know, knock on wood so far.
So that means there's no diarrhea.
Right. Okay. There's no symptoms. So I take my pills and I'm fine. But some people, they have to get transfusions every month. They have to, you know, go to the hospital, and they have to sit there and have the bag and everything. Some people, they have lesions that form in the bowel, and they get to be so bad that when the body tries to heal, instead of it healing the actual bowel itself, it can actually heal strictures, which are connections between the folds. Because if you actually stretched out all the bowel, it's like 25 feet long. It actually forms little channels in between that they have to do surgery on and remove. Some people actually have to have their colon, Crohn's is largely affected with the colon. They have to have their colon completely removed, meaning all their waste, you know, goes into a bag. I know one person, she's 26 and she has this.
Wow.
So, you know, people think of the old guy with the colostomy bag.
Yeah,
I mean, it's
an ongoing joke.
Yeah,
but it's not really
it's
that
not
funny,
really
I guess.
Even that. And she's a runner. She's a runner on the team challenge.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it's pretty amazing what people can do.
So I guess, I mean, that's, what are the logistics of that? I guess there's way to be discreet.
Yeah. Well, she jokingly says, her name's Katie, she jokingly says that it's kind of nice because, you know, most people have to stop and run into the port-a-john. She's sort of be like, oh, I got to go. There we go. I'm done. You know? She's convinced it's an advantage. I can't see that. But
well, forming the mental image of that is a little difficult. But I'm sure the listeners could.
It's a good image for radio.
So how did you get from the elliptical to the team challenge? How did you find out about that?
I started out. And it was literally, I mean, just running down the block at a certain point. Mm-hmm. And when I got to the point where I was, you know, run, and I did the Warrior Dash last year, and that was in September, and that was actually at, like, the kind of the worst point of the flare that I had. So that was scary running that, man.
That was November of 2012?
No, that was September.
September.
That was a little scary because, you know, there were no porta-johns in the middle, and it was a 3.5-mile race.
That was your first race?
That was my first race, the Warrior Dash.
So you always look for the porta-johns.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you know, one of the things that kind of is the joke about people with Crohn's is that you always know where there's a john. You know, and people, you know, they'll say, oh, they'll be looking around the store like, where's it? And I'll be like, it's over there on the right. Because, you know, when you first walk in a place, you're kind of scoping. Like, where's that door? It's in the corner. Yep, it's back in the corner. You know where to look, and, you know, every retail place that you go to. I know that the Walmart's got one in the front and one in the back. You know, and, you know, there's places where you know that even if you ask to use the bathroom, they'll tell you no. And, which is actually within the rights of the store to do, although there's actually legislative stuff to change that, but that's, you know, beyond. But that's one of the big jokes, is you always know where
there's no where they are.
And when I was at the Warrior Dash, I knew there wasn't going to be anything.
Now, where was that race held? Was it in the Richmond area?
That was out. It was at,
the Pocahontas? Was it down there?
No, it was further east.
Was this the one? Oh, this was the one off Route 5.
Yeah.
Okay, because we were doing the Colonial Relay, and we passed it.
You did. That's right.
Okay, I remember that.
I had a teammate who ran the Colonial 200, and she was running
through. That's right. I think we emailed about that.
Yeah, she was running right through Ashland, and I felt really bad that I didn't go to cheer her, because she was there at, like,
midnight.
It
was probably in the middle of the night, yeah.
But it was the night before, so she forgave me.
All right, so how did you do with that? I guess you finished. You have a picture of yourself with the warrior hat on.
Yeah, I did finish. I took more Imodium than one person should take in a lifetime. This is fun. The other thing about people with Crohn's is that we have no issue talking about bowel humor. You know, because you have to get over that really fast.
Yeah.
I had trouble. It was weird talking to a doctor at first with me. He was like, "Oh, you're regular?" I was like, I don't want to talk about that." But it was like, I guess, you know, you have to. But you know, you get through it however you can.
You did that one in September.
Mm-hmm.
And did you do that with as part of Team Challenge, or was it before you got
that
positive?
That was before. That was before my diagnosis. That came at the end of November. Just because, you know, there's a time delay in going to see when you first see the GI and when you can go and do the colonoscopy. And he basically told me he was 99% sure that I had Crohn's.
So you just got diagnosed in 2012.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay.
It's only been four or five months now. That's one of the other things, you know, I'm going to have this for my whole life. So I've got, things might change down the road. And, you know, what people can and can't eat changes. You know, I feel a little strange sometimes around the Team Challenge people because, you know, I'll say, "Hey, guys, we just finished our practice run. You guys want to go out for coffee?" "We don't drink coffee." "Oh, hey, guys, I've got these, you know, this bag of nuts here that it's protein. You know, after you finish your run," they're like, "We don't eat nuts." It's funny. A lot of the stuff, you know, with me, because like I said, everybody is a little different. Everyone expects everything to go one way, and with me, it's like I had to take prednisone, which is a really strong corticosteroid, which when I was first diagnosed is what they gave me, because, you know, you're flaring, your body's actually, it's actually like attacking your bowels, happening. And the steroids put an end to that, but there's a whole list of side effects, one of which for a lot of people is they become super, super energetic. They're just running around all the time.
Mm.
It was the complete opposite with me. I would wake up, you know, I work early in the morning. I get to work at 6:30, and I'd wake up, and I will have just taken my medication before I left for work. And I wake up, and I feel great, and then I get to work, and it's like 30 minutes after I take my medication, and it's like crash, and I'm just, you know, wandering around.
And that's the stuff you have to take.
Yeah, and I've got to take it, because, you know, it's a nightmare, you know, sometimes. But now I'm off of that. That's something they put you on just to, like, I mean, to stop the symptoms as much as they can right away.
Okay.
But they don't keep you on those for long. because the list of side effects is just miles long.
Well, we won't get into too many of those. But you said you've got you're going to be running the Monument Avenue 10K, which is coming up on April 13th.
Yeah.
And have you done any? What's your training been like leading up to that? Are you on Team Challenge? Does that have a specific training program with like-minded people
yeah.
with similar conditions on the weekends? You get together?
Yeah, we get together once a week, usually on Saturday mornings, and we have a coach. Coach Nick, he runs us around. You know, we run down the city.
Okay, in Richmond.
I do a lot of trail running for training, just because that's what I find fun.
Right.
We run down there, and we run a lot of Monument Avenue, just to get used to it. But most of my training has been, I try and keep it under. 5K, that's sort of three to four
right.
miles throughout the week. At one point I was doing a lot of mileage and I hurt my foot a little bit and it's something, because I kind of had this like gung-ho attitude, like it was all new. Because, like I said, I lost all this weight and I couldn't do any of this stuff. So I'm like, and I looked up this thing that said cross train. I said, all right, well, cross train. I'll do hill repeats. That's cross training, right? I ended up hurting my foot a little bit. And so now I've actually probably been doing more cross training than I've been doing.
Well, I guess
running.
You probably read by now one of the biggest pitfalls for new runners is just doing too much too soon. And it's hard to
pull back. Because you get so excited.
Oh, of course, yeah. I mean, it happens. To just about everybody. So you got the Monument Avenue 10K,
mm-hmm.
still doing with the Team Challenge. Are you staying with that same group leading up to the half marathon in June? And is everybody going to do it in your training group?
Yeah, nobody's dropped out. There's always a little bit, somebody can come this week and can't come next week.
Right.
And there's always this stuff. But as far as I know, pretty much, and a lot of people have actually made their goals as far as fundraising. So now they're 100% focused on, making sure they're ready for the race. I feel like I'm further along physically, but I need to start doing a lot more of my fundraising.
Well, let's talk about that a little bit. We've got your site here. It's active.com/donate/VA13/VASBuani. What is the easiest way for people to find your fundraising site? Do you have it linked elsewhere? Or I know I've got it linked at
AshleyBay.com. You've got it linked at your Podbean.
Is it linked elsewhere? Do you have a team site, or is there an easy way to go to active.com and find it? I tried to do it myself, but it was... there's got to be an easier way. I mean, I'm happy to keep it linked throughout your race. What do you recommend?
I think, especially for the listeners, probably the best way would be through your Podbean.
Okay.
I remember trying to find the active.com thing, and it took a one or two tries different ways.
Because it'll be listed through iTunes as well. If somebody was to click on the information part of my podcast. Now, talk a little about the fundraising. I see on the page you've got there's a picture of yourself wearing the Warrior Dash hat.
Yeah.
You've got a list of your fundraising. It looks like some people have already donated. How's that been going?
It's been going pretty well. I've been doing some Facebook stuff, with my friends. I'm going to be doing...
Can they find you on Facebook?
Yeah, I'm on Facebook. My first name is Steven with a V, and it's B-U-O-N-I. People can Facebook me if they'd like.
Okay.
And I can put
and
up,
they can find the link through there.
They can find the link through there.
Okay, that's a good way.
Yeah. Let's see. I've been talking to people at church, talking to people at work. My boss at work actually has Crohn's disease.
So your goal is 3,000.
That is my goal.
Okay.
I think I'm right at 571.
Hey, that's awesome.
Some change. And I'm going to start sending out letters to some folks that I know, things like that. And it can go a long way.
And the money goes directly to, what's the foundation again? I should have mentioned that at the end of the show.
Oh, no problem. It's the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation of America.
Okay.
They've been around, I think, since about 1967.
Oh, wow.
And if you look them up, they win awards for their fundraising and their transparency. That's a great organization. funny little aside, my mother actually used to work for them.
Wow.
And she never, because I'm actually from Northern Virginia.
Okay.
And that's where one of their offices is. And she said, you know, I never felt a connection to there. So she never didn't work, and so she found something else. But now she almost wishes she stayed.
Yeah, interesting. Wow, that's ironic.
It's funny how, you know, life works sometimes.
No doubt. Now, let's talk. Tell me about the Wine Country Half Marathon. It's June 1st, 2013. It's in Leesburg, which is Loudoun County, beautiful part of Northern Virginia.
Yeah, I'm really excited for it.
What made you pick that one, and what have you learned about that race? I guess it's probably pretty scenic if it's up there in the country.
Yeah. Well, it's actually, I found out about Team Challenge. You know, somebody told me about it. They said, you know, Crohn's and Colitis does a running fundraiser. And so I looked it up, and this is something that I already do, and so, you know, connected
right.
to it. And so they actually connect two races. So
right.
I'm doing that because it's a team challenge event. They do a lot of halves. They do one in Chicago. They do a half in Las Vegas. They do some triathlons too.
Oh wow!
But those are all. I don't know if I necessarily. Not only am I not quite ready for a try yet.
Oh, I can barely swim.
I'm not sure if I want to go to San Diego for one.
Yeah, you do one here locally first.
They even do, if you fundraise enough, you can go out to Kona in Hawaii for the half, I think. I think it's for the half. And I'm setting my goal. My sights, it's my first year trying, so I'm setting them, I'm setting...
Oh, no doubt.
3,000 is a tough goal. Definitely, I'm going to have to work toward it, but...
Well,
I think that's more like five, maybe next year.
So if you go to the page, you can donate right through the page.
Mm-hmm.
I think I did see that feature on
there.
And
it goes right to Crohn's and Colitis.
Okay, so it doesn't go to you, and then you take your cut,
no.
and it goes to them.
No.
All right,
it doesn't work that way. It's as far as I know, it's a tax deductible 503c sort of thing.
Okay. Well, tell me about what do you think about running your first half marathon? I mean, that's double digits. That's no small feat.
It's,
I mean, that's a hard thing to do.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm working up. I got up to 10 miles once, but then I felt like I told you I ended up hurting myself.
Yeah.
So it almost doesn't feel like it counted because it's like, you know, it's not like a healthy 10 miles, I suppose you could say. I'm now up to, with the team challenge group, we just did 7 this last weekend.
That's pretty healthy.
And it's starting to get to the point where... And I've been doing actually a lot of more strength training.
Okay.
And with a fellow, actually the team coach that we have, I've started going to his gym, which is called Thoroughbred Fitness and MMA. He does a lot of MMA style workouts, where it's almost all core workouts.
Yeah.
Which I have found that with doing less effort, I can do the same amount, same speed, and same mileage, just because of all this core workouts and all this fitness that I'm doing.
So do you have a time goal that you're working for? Is it really just to complete the event and be successful in the fundraising and enjoy it, or are you competitive where you want to? You have a time you think you can make?
I really want to do a 2-hour half.
That's good. I would love to be able to do that too.
I've been kicking around the idea. I'll put this out to the listeners. This is my idea. If you guys want to maybe say, for every minute under 2 hours that I can do, you'll give, say, a certain amount of money, say $1 or $5. That's what I'm going to work for. But
wow, that's a good goal.
Yeah. And yeah, I mean, it'll really push me to work harder.
Definitely.
And, because every little bit counts. And if people, you know, they want to give $5, that's awesome. If they want to give me $1, that's fine.
Right, every little bit helps.
Every little bit helps. And it's these diseases have no cure.
Yeah, that's what probably a lot of people don't know. I did not realize that.
Yeah.
I have a friend at church that I know has Crohn's, but I've never really... I mean, it's not something I really talk about.
It is. It's hard. It's hard for a lot of people to talk about.
Wasn't really aware. Like I said, I did a little bit of research on it before we had the interview, so I would at least know a little bit about it. But I did not know that Crohn's and ulcerative colitis.
You can just call it UC.
UC. They're two different things. So I'm gonna. Let's hit the site one more time. It's active.com/donate/VA13/VASBUONI. I'm going to link that at the ashlanddave.podbean.com. And also you can search for Stephen Buoni, B-U-O-N-I, on Facebook, and he'll has a link to that on his Facebook.
Certainly.
And I guess
or will shortly.
Or will shortly. Yeah. Okay. Well, this I'll get this. The show it won't be out tonight. Obviously, I'll have to work on it for a few days. But appreciate your time and get the word out. And we hope to see you. Maybe we'll see you right here in the center of the universe on April 27th for the.
Oh yeah,
10K.
I'm looking forward to that. I'm going to sign up for that one soon.
And matter of fact, the starting line is right outside this window right here.
Oh, nice.
That's why I thought it was kind of fitting that we would meet here. So, well, anyway, hope to see you down the road. And thanks again for the interview. And best of luck to you.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
And that was Steve. Good interview with you, Steve. Appreciate you making the time to do the interview and talk about Team Challenge. I wish you all the best with the Monument Avenue 10K on April 13th. And again, with the half marathon on June 1st out in Leesburg, Virginia, which is up in the Loudoun County area. And Steve, I'll be looking for you at the Monument Avenue 10K. I'll be down there working the Massey Cancer Center water stop, which is around mile 4. So yeah, look for me. I'll be in a sea of people wearing yellow shirts. So I'll be looking out for you for that day. And once again, the link to Steve's fundraising page is, I'll get that up here in just a second. I'm going to link to that at ashlanddave.podbean.com. You can also, it's at active.com/donate/VA13/VASBUONI. If you're interested in donating to Steve's cause, which I recommend that you do, just go to ashlanddave.podbean.com. And you can find his link, and I'll also have a link to his Facebook page once he emails me that link. So, Steve, again, thank you for your time doing the interview. I really appreciate that. And let's check a couple in the email bag section of the show. We do have a couple emails this week. All right, did get an email from Snuggy Bear. And, he gave me a tip about how to get the gel to warm up during the cold weather runs. He puts it in his gloves about 1 to 2 miles before he uses them, and that gives plenty of time for the gel to liquefy. Yeah, John, I guess I probably knew that, but I forgot it, and I appreciate that tip. I don't know why I didn't, I don't know why. I've done that before. I don't know why on race day when I did the Charlotte Ultra down there, I completely forgot about doing it. But I appreciate the email and the tip, as always. And also wanted to mention David Williams' fundraiser. This is the Down Under Dave from Tasmania, Australia area. He has got a link, which you can also find at ashlanddave.podbean.com. It's raising funds for Cure Cancer, which is a charity very close to his family's heart, having lost a daughter to this dreadful disease a few years ago. And he's going to be he's collecting money. It's 200kmsforacure.com, 200 kilometers for a cure. It's a 200-kilometer charity run in September of 2013. And wish you all the best for that. That is 120-plus-some miles for y'all in the English system. And he was trying to raise $20,000 Australian. And, yeah, David, I will link to your cause at ashlanddave.podbean.com. And I certainly encourage the listeners to go over there if you are interested in making donations. I definitely encourage that. I think that's a very honorable thing to do. And it's something that I've never done, and I don't really know why. Maybe because I just feel that I feel like I'd fail if I didn't get to the goal. But that's just, I guess, a personal preference. But I do applaud those that to seek out the fundraising on their own, and certainly will link to those causes. The other charity, of course, is the not really a charity, but is obviously the podcast. I have the donate button at ashlanddave.podbean.com. If you like the podcast enough, you feel like you want to donate money to help the cause, certainly I will take that. And also got the DVDs available. I know I got a couple I need to send out. I'm going to send them out this week. And if you've emailed me before and you never got your DVD, or even emailed me through the Podbean site, make sure you let me know that, ashlanddave@gmail.com. You know, with all the ways to get information to people, sometimes I don't always get it. And but I know the ashlanddave@gmail.com is something that I've been very, I try to get those. I know in the past I've lost a listener or two because I didn't respond. Sometimes it's hard, and I don't always check the Podbean inbox. So if you hit me up that way, I might have gotten delayed. So if you have not, if you've ordered a DVD from me for any of the races, the amateur documentaries that I've done, and you haven't gotten them, please let me know, and I'll check on that. All right, well, that's the podcast. I'll be back in a couple weeks with a new show, cutting edge material. And you can come back to ashandave.podbean.com for all your podcast needs. And this is Ash and Dave, and I'm running to the center of the universe, Ashland, Virginia, reminding you to run to the finish and keep on running. And don't forget to hug your kids. Y'all have a good one.
The 2013 Ashland Railroad Run can reach the rail in Ashland, Virginia. Join us on Saturday, April 27th for the 35th annual running of one of Virginia's oldest road races alongside the tracks and through the historic town of Ashland, Virginia. The center of the universe. The certified 10K race is a favorite spring ritual among runners from around the Commonwealth and beyond. It's a great race for setting a PR. There's also a 5K fun run and a 1 mile kids race. The kids race has cool prizes. Join hundreds of your friends and come to the center of the universe on April 27th and race the rail. If you're lucky, you might be able to run alongside a huge moving train. For more information, go to HanoverArts.org or email ashlanddave@gmail.com. You can also go to Race It and type railroad in the search box. I was a 5K marshal last year and will be again this year, so I can't wait. Run Ashland first.
See you there.
Blue didn't say anything.